Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You know, it's very interesting too, in a way that 90 Day Fiancé is about dating someone from abroad, dating someone from a different country, different culture. So the whole show is about that. But for some reason, people think that you have to know how things are in the US. Okay, so I ask you, do you know how things are in Russia? Do you know how things are in Argentina? Like, there is some racist stuff going on here too, and for people it's like all fine, they don't care about it. So
yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, it is, and people do have that discussion. I think people are discussing that more here in the United States. You know, mm-hmm. We've made so much progress, which is amazing. And of course, we still have leaps mm-hmm. and bounds yeah. to go. But you go to other countries, you go to European countries, you go to other places, people would be shocked by the racism that goes on there.
Exactly.
You know, that we don't even, like, here you would never do. And then the things that are happening in other countries are like,
exactly,
10 times worse.
And yeah. also this situation with me, it provoked a lot of ableism from other people, which for me, it's also kind of mind blowing, because if you think that racism is bad, why do you think ableism is fine? It's just as bad. It's a discrimination of someone who can't change the way they are. So it just really, I was so shocked. You know,
because of those posts, people then started attacking you about yes. in an ableist way. Okay, so they would say things about your dwarfism or whatever. They felt that they could then, I know, isn't that the crazy part? Is like,
It's crazy. And I think that the majority of people, not everybody, of course, are just hypocrites who, if you think I'm so awful, why are you being so awful too right now? You know?
Yeah.
So that's my main question that I had when this changed.
Do you think, or maybe you had this conversation with 90 Day producers, but do you think they missed an opportunity to bring you back, to bring you and Kayla back, to give you a platform? You know, you're here today. I'm honored you're on my show talking about it.
Oh, no.
Do you think they missed an opportunity for you to share everything you've shared with me on, you know, the tell-all or on their network? Was there ever even a discussion of that? Did they ever say, hey, you know, if you address these in a certain way, we'll keep you back on the show or let you come back?
You know what? I would be happy if someone offered me to address this situation. Mm. I never, like, am intimidated to talk about it. Yes, I felt bad that it happened. I felt ashamed. I posted this, but I was never scared to talk about it, you know? But I wasn't offered. And I think it would have been very educating for a lot of people to address it, to talk about it. And as we did with Dr. Honda, there's like a lot of interesting things. And I feel like he also learned something on this situation. And the main point is that we all are sexist, racist, homophobes, ableists in some ways or another. It's just so deep in us, and we are just starting to wake up, but some things can be like so casual, you know, like you say something, don't think about it much because your parents said it and your grandparents said it. So it's just so deep in the culture, in the system. So it's very, very hard to get rid of it. Even if you try, you still need to learn. You still need to like talk to people who experience discrimination. So I think it would have been very beneficial, but I was never offered anything like that. So yeah.
Yeah. Any of the other couples on Before the 90 Days, on your season, that you are still in contact with or you really like?
I'm a little bit in contact with Jessica. She's Ben's friend.
Yep.
I really like her. I think she's great. Other, like the majority of cast members, after this whole racism thing happened, they unfollowed me. I don't know why. I even approached them and I was like, what's the problem? Why did you unfollow me? I want to know, you know, because we talked a lot actually and supported each other, going through the same thing. Some of them, I'm not gonna like name people, but some of them were like, oh, I really love you, you're so amazing, blah blah blah, like talking a lot, they just like never even responded me, you know. And I was like, okay, probably it was kind of fake, but yeah, right. That's okay,
right? Okay, what is next? Do you think you'd ever do another reality show? Would you be open to it? Would you ever go back on TV? Or are you done with television?
I would think about it. would have been interesting. Because like 90 Day for me, why did I do it? Because I wanted people to see that people with disabilities, they can also have struggles in relationships that are not even only connected to disability, and we can all also date and we can also like be sexual and stuff, because most of the times people think, oh, you're disabled, you're such a good friend, or like you're asexual or something. No, it's not like that, and it's not like we're all innocent. So there are so many stereotypes, so I wanted just to show the other side. And the other reason why I wanted to be on is just it's a fun activity.
Yes.
It's so interesting, you know, it's such a unique experience too, and you get to do something, you get to meet people, it's cool. So
I loved how sexual you were. And I don't know if you watch, there's a show also on TLC called I Am Shauna Ray, and she has a form of pituitary dwarfism. Yeah, she's been on my show. She's amazing. And I wanted to know, they had her go out on a date and I was like, okay, have you had sex? And she was like, yes, I've had sex. And I mean, I'm so curious about those things. Like, I want to know that about you. Like, you know, are you out like having sex like everybody else? I assume yes.
Yeah, of course. And when people would, I mean, if I want to, sure. And if I don't want to, okay, bye, boy. people like also talked a lot about how thirsty I am. But like, I'm just comfortable with what I want, you know, I'm comfortable with my desires. And the other question is, what's so bad about being thirsty? I'm like not harassing anyone. I'm not hurting anyone. Sex is good. It's free. Well, I mean, depends, but let's not talk about it. I mean, there are situations, obviously. Like, it's free. It's good for health if you use protection. Good for health. You don't get fat. Like, it's only a good thing, you know, and if it's consensual too, of course. There's so many like things about like body
yeah,
has
right?
to be,
we don't have to go
body
there.
Has to be consensual.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
So that's so cool. Maybe you should do like a whole sex show. I feel like I just want to like see you like all your sex stories.
I actually, like a while back, I had like a blog, an anonymous blog about my sex life, about my experiences.
I want to hear it. Oh, what? How do we make this public? Are you going to like share more? I want to hear all about your sex stories. I mean, do guys like fetishize you? Like, is that, am I saying it right? Like, do.
Yeah, it's right. Oh, it's actually kind of a big issue. I feel like some of the guys who I've been with definitely fetishized me, but they didn't talk about it, because when a guy just tells me directly, like, oh, well, always wanted to be with a woman like that, I feel weird. I know for some people it's fine, but I feel weird in a way that, hey, excuse me, I'm also like smart and funny and blah, blah, blah. So So it always like really offends me when a guy sees me only as a little person, as a little woman, you know, because I feel, and maybe it's very arrogant, but I feel I'm much more than that, you know. So when they say it, I'm like, oh, nah, bye.
Yeah. What is your type, by the way?
Okay, I lie. It's different, but I do like good looking guys, and good looking for me, it's a pretty broad broad definition for me.
Okay.
But I like when a guy has a nice smile, and when he's like has wide shoulders, and I love when he's fun, like if he's like sad and like so boring. But I like when we can just laugh, like we can flirt. I mean, I really love when guys are confident. Because I've tried dating someone not really confident, and they kind of bring these problems to you, like all their insecurities. And to be honest, I don't want to deal with this. I really like confident, fun guys, chill, somewhat smart.
Yeah, they got to have some brains to be with you. Okay. I could keep you forever because I want to ask you all kinds of, I could ask you everything else about your sex life, girl. I need to know it all. How many blowjobs you're given? Like, I mean, I need to hear it all.
I don't know this number. I don't know some, I'm bad with numbers.
Girl, I need to hear it all. And if the men in Buenos Aires are hot.
Oh my God, I'm tired of having crushes all the time. Like we went to like this electronic store to ask about something, and there was like this guy with the mask on, and I was like, perdón, puedes ayudarme? And like, just, can you help me? And he takes off his mask, and I'm like,
oh my God, they're so hot. The guys in Buenos Aires are gorgeous.
Yes. Oh my God. It's very dangerous here. But no way I want to go back to Russia.
Yeah, no. I think the Buenos Aires guys are even hotter than the Russian dudes. Yeah, 100%.
Russian guys are not very hot, I'm telling you. Like, I'm really sorry, but there's like so few hot guys. And here I'm like, I don't know, like, because I already seen so many cute guys, and even like the cute guys don't even seem that cute to me anymore because they're all so good looking.
Oh my God, Alina, you're
gonna you should visit.
I want to come visit. I would love to come visit, and you and I do like a podcast. Like, I would be asking you so many sex questions. Like, I want you to come on and tell the whole thing. And like, I want an awkward sex. Like, I want an awkward sex story from you. I mean,
One?
I have so many personally. Like, when I lived in Ireland for a year, there was this Irish guy that I was crushing on for so long. I finally was going to hook up with him, and he like left my apartment immediately, and I couldn't figure out why. I was so drunk. Wow. I had a whole roll of toilet paper stuck in my pants that was coming out the back. And it was so fucking embarrassing. Anyway.
Wow. Okay. Now you got me intrigued. I want to know now. I want to ask you all the questions.
Please, I have like the craziest sex stories. They're like the worst. I mean, oh my God. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, I'm living. Yeah. I'm living for that.
I got like a cock ring stuck inside me once too. I didn't have to go to the hospital, but it was close. Cassie's like, I'm logging off now. Okay, one last awkward. Any awkward sex stories you're willing to share?
Let me think. Well, once it was really awkward with one guy because he was like sniffing me a lot. And I was like, oh my God, that just started like making me feel very self-conscious. And I would be like, because we were like watching a movie, you know, and then he would like take my hand and like kind of caress it. And then he would start like sniffing it. And I was like, what the hell? And then he would be like very close to me, and I thought he was like about to kiss me, but no, it was like sniffing me here and stuff. And I was like, that's weird. Yeah. And I even like addressed it. I was like, why is it like a thing? He's like, yeah, just really love it, you know? And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's pretty good too. Yeah, that's pretty good. Alina, where do people follow you? You have a huge Instagram following and YouTube. Tell people where they can follow you.
Yeah, YouTube, Instagram. I also have a Patreon. And actually on Patreon, sometimes I post comics about my dating stories in Buenos Aires. I draw them. They can find it on my Patreon. What else? And people can follow me on Spotify too. And
what's your name what's the name on Instagram? Is it at Alina?
At Alina Pasha.
Awesome. All right. It was great. Thank you for being on.
Thank you so much.
Very grateful. Bye, Alina. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.